Sometimes we feel that we don't belong to our families, we don't belong to our countries, we don't belong to the community that is around us. We feel like a black sheep, we feel like we are from different planet, came here, we feel kind of lost. We don't know why we are here, why with these people, why at this place. And we kind of questioning everything, like, why us? Why here? Why now? It's a very interesting feeling, because you feel you suppose to belong. There is a reason why you are here. Why you are with these people, why the parents that you got are your parents, why you are in the country where you are, why were you born there? All these questions come up quite often when you feel that you don't belong. This is also how I felt for so many years. Throughout my whole childhood, I was questioning why I'm here. I'm not supposed to be here. I was born in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people. I just didn't understand why. Why me? Why I'm here? And how I cope with these thoughts was that I always dreamed about traveling. I dreamed about going to tropical places. I always said I was supposed to be born in Mexico and somewhere in Latin America or in Spain, because I resonated with those people much better than with people from my own country. And since I was about 8 years old, I started to tell my family that I want to travel, I want to move abroad. As soon as I'm an adult, I want to go away. I don't want to stay in my country anymore. And when I turned 18 and finished high school, I was ready to go. But my grandmother didn't let me go. She said, I have to go to university, I have to study, so I have a degree, a good education. And that was like a key for a good life in her eyes. So she didn't let me go abroad, and it always gave me a moment of breaking. It was a breaking point, because I was waiting so long for that moment when I can just escape, I can be on my own, I can go away, I can just do whatever I want, because I feel I don't belong there. And finally I can go somewhere where I thought I would belong. So a few years passed by while I was in university. And before I finished university, I had the opportunity to apply and go to America. And immediately I applied. And the reason behind it was because I wanted to show my dad that I'm capable of anything, that I can live on my own, I can make it on my own, and show that I am somebody. I am somebody who is strong, who is independent, who can go to the other side of the world and still make it. I wanted his approval, I wanted his validation, his love. I wanted to make him proud that he thinks that I'm so good, I'm so smart, I'm so strong that I can move to the other side of the world. And this was my intention, this was my response to his invalidation that I got through my childhood. Because I always heard him saying that I can't be on my own, I can't make a living on my own, I'm not smart. And I was always depending on my grandparents because they raised me. So I wanted to show him and show them that I am capable, I am independent, I am strong. And I just wanted to escape that reality that I had for so long, for 20-something years. I just wanted to go somewhere where nobody knows me, where I can start with an empty sheet, where I can start my own life without all these expectations, without all my friends, my family's thoughts about me, all their judgment. I just wanted to put myself in a situation where I can just be who I am, where I can become who I want to be. But what I didn't realize that escaping is not the solution. Starting from zero in a new place where nobody knows who I am, it's not the solution, because I will always be there with me. All my thoughts, all my feelings, all my past experiences, all my fears, all my self-judgment, all my insecurities about myself. That little voice that's in my head, it's always gonna be with me. And all the things that I bring with me, the problems from the past, the traumas from the past, the judgment from the past, is always gonna be there until I work on it. Until I work on myself, until I cut my patterns, until I heal my traumas, until I become aware of my thoughts, of my feelings, until I learn how to respond to situations, until I learn how to regulate my emotions and my nervous system, until I learn who I am, until I remember who I am in my core, until I get to know myself, things will not change no matter where I am in the world. By age 27, I was already in almost 30 countries. I traveled, I lived in different places, different cities. I traveled alone, I traveled with friends, with partners. And I never really felt home. I never felt belonging to any place. I very easily adapted to any situations and to new people, to new cultures, new countries. It was very easy for me. Since first day, I felt I'm okay. I made friends. I had fun. But there was an urge in me to look for the new place, look for where I'm going next. There was an urge in me to search for something new because I never felt fulfilled in the place where I was. I never felt home. I never felt, yes, I belong here fully. And that time I finally started to understand that if I work on myself, if I do the inner work, the inner healing, everything in my outside world and around me start changing as well. Because as soon as things start to heal inside, the outside looks much brighter as well. I started to see much more peace, much more love, much more happiness all around me. Because I finally was able to create my inner peace inside me. I made peace with my past. I healed things that needed to be healed. I forgive to myself and to people. I started peeling down the layers, the masks that I was wearing. And I started finally become who I am in my core. I started getting these rememberings of who I am, of the reason why I'm here on planet Earth, the reason why I was born in circumstances that I was born. I started connecting the dots. I started to understand my purpose, my mission, and I finally started to feel at home in my body, at home in my soul. And I realized that belonging and feeling home starts inside. When I was able to build up myself from zero and create my new reality, my new vision of myself, I started to understand that no matter where I am, I will feel good. I will feel at home because I'm home in myself. I'm strong. I'm at peace. I have my own joy, my own happiness inside of me. So the outside circumstances don't matter. But I needed lots of time, lots of patience with myself, lots of deep inner work. I went through very big ups and downs, lots of tears, lots of smiles, the most beautiful experiences in my life are coming from my healing journey. Coming from a place of pure rawness, when you just peel down everything, you take off your masks, and you go very deep to be able to solve the things that have been with you for so many years and affecting your everyday life. And you go there because even though you are afraid, you want to come out on the other side. You want to feel at peace. You want to finally create your own happiness. You want to be in charge of your life. You want to be responsible for your own feelings, of how you feel. Because you are just tired of feeling so anxious, so depressed, so lost all the time. Because you feel like you are not even yourself anymore. You feel lost, you feel that you are living somebody else's life. And you are just tired of it. You want to experience the real life, the real you. The one that is capable of making the dreams a reality. The one that is strong, the one that is independent, the one that is at peace, the one that is able to feel joy, feeling alive, and not feeling drained from the everyday life. You want to create the new you, the new reality, where life feels meaningful, purposeful, and you feel like you accomplish something that is making an impact on others, on the planet. You feel that you have a mission that you came here to do. And when you are in alignment with your mission and with your vision, with your purpose, what the universe wants you to do, you feel that you are part of a much bigger picture. And you feel that you are part of something much, much, much bigger than just your human body. And that time you realize that everywhere you go, you are at home. Because the universe is your home. The humans around you are soul family, soul sisters, soul brothers. The people you meet, they are part of your soul family. But only when you are in alignment with your true self, with your higher self, everything starts to become more clear, more pure, more joyful. You notice there are more love, more happiness. And no matter where you go, you will feel at home.